This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today on Cross Hope, part two of the final message from the series in Jeremiah. About 20 messages were given from this book of the Bible, and what's intriguing to me is that I got more response when I preached this series than any response I've had from any other series in total. It's amazing to me because it's one of the most hard-hitting books of the Bible. That says something to me about it reaching the hearts of listeners. We continue with part two today by beginning what we ended with, the four bullet points I wanted to introduce from this final message. We'll start there and continue. God bless you as you listen to part two of the final message from Jeremiah. I want to bring up four bullet points that kind of cover this passage, but you need to write them down because they're summary statements for the whole book. Let's bring up the first one. Our behavior has consequences. Everything we do has consequences. You are the result of what you used to do. Would you listen to that again? It's a brilliant statement. It really isn't, but it's true. You are the result of what you used to do, what you did for years. We all are in the sense that we are simply the result of what we've done for years. Behavior has consequences. Our behavior impacts what we become. Our behavior impacts what we become. Thirdly, our behavior impacts future generations. Some of you have been impacted negatively by a father or mother and something they did. I would guess there's some of you have been negatively impacted by a grandparent. There may even be some people who have been negatively impacted by a great-grandfather or great-grandmother. Our behavior impacts future generations, whether we know it or not, or whether we face it or not. And number four, our behavior is noted by a jealous God. Hence the title of this message today, Jealous. God is a jealous God, and I'll share some explicit scripture on that. I want to do a little verse by verse. Verse 2, if we could bring that up. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. You know why I want you to read that? I don't ever want you to follow anything that I say, ever. I would never want anyone to say, well, Randy, our minister thinks we should do this. I don't want ever people to do that. But I do want people, and I say it without apology, you and I better do what the Lord God Almighty says. And Jeremiah continually would say, this is what the Lord says. It's not what Jeremiah says. This is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says. And I think that's been a running theme throughout this book. Let's bring up verse 3. Because of the evil they have done, they provoked me to anger by burning incense and worshiping other gods. I don't know if any of you burn incense, and that's not the issue, by the way. I mean, just having some incense in your home is no different than burning a candle. But the burning of incense was an offering to a pagan god. The burning of incense was symbolic of the prayers of the people going up to that pagan idol or deity. We don't burn incense, we just burn things like our time, our talent, and our treasure. You ever use the expression, well, I burned an hour with him, wasted an hour with him and that situation. I burned 2 days with him in this situation. We burn our time and we burn our talent and we burn our treasure for that which is temporary, for that which doesn't matter in terms of eternity. That can happen in our generation. Bring up verse 4, if you will. Again and again, I sent my servants, the prophets, who said, do not do this detestable thing I hate. God identifies something in this chapter that he not only considers detestable, he says, I hate it. What is it? Idolatry.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.